Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have what is called Radhanitsa. I don't know how you say it in English. It's a joyful day. It's a joyful day, especially for those who have departed this life. Because today is supposed to be the first time we're having panichidas, and we're having prayers for the departed. And we have to know that the departed are living, because the soul is eternal. The body is going in the ground, and for a very few, saints are, their relics are not corrupt, but most of the bodies are being eaten up. But the soul is being brought to heaven if they had loved the Lord and if they wanted the kingdom of heaven. And we have to help them. We have to help them, and we have to remember them and pray for them. It's so wonderful if we can remember our ancestors and all those who have departed and ask the Lord to be merciful. And if they haven't made it to the kingdom of heaven, to help them to come to the kingdom of heaven by doing good deeds to be merciful for other people, and then to try to pray hard for them, because all that helps them to finally, if they didn't go to heaven yet, to be able to go to heaven. And they pray for us, and those who are in heaven, they're always praying for us too, and they see our love, and this is what we have to have. We have to have love, not just for the body. The body is a temporary house for the soul. And the body has to be put back into the ground. It's been made out of the ground. It's going to go back into the ground. But the soul is eternal. And we have to love the soul more than the body. And we have to care. And our true love is, of course, tested by how much we pray for our loved ones. How much we pray. How much we want them to be in heaven. And the more we pray, the more we give alms in their name, the more merciful God will be to them, because He loves us to pray, especially for the departed ones. The Holy Father said that the prayer for the departed is more important than even the prayer for the living here right now. My beloved, let's remember that the prayer is a act of love, act of true love for God and for all the heavenly dwellers and for all our relatives and for those who have departed, for all every soul. And if we have the love for them, they will respond also for the love for us, and they will help us also. And those who are in heaven already will pray for us also and rejoice, truly rejoice in a day like this, when everybody should be trying to go to the cemetery and have a panichida and pray their hearts out for their loved ones. May God bless all of you. And Christ is risen. Truly He is risen. And remember and everyone in the prayers, those who are here and those who are departed. And especially when we pray for those who are departed, it's a selfless prayer, so says St. John of Kronstadt, because they can't pay you back here in a visible way, like if you pray for your neighbor or for your friend, they can't show any gratitude. It has to be taken by faith. They do it in heaven, and you have to be a true believer to do that, to pray for them and to get a great benefit for it. May God bless you again, and Christ is risen, and keep on saying that at least until the ascension, but in your heart you can always say it like St. Serafim Sarovsky all year round. God bless you.